This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Yeah, but to be fair, you know what? Fences and jumping over fences is not for everyone. I've seen people go out.
Yeah, I've seen bad.
But why are you wearing a ring at 13 anyway? I know, like? What's going on, bro? Yeah, man.
Sovereigns.
You had sovereigns, though.
Who?
I know you had sovereigns.
Bro,
you ever got sovereigns?
Bro, you had a ring with your neck with your address on it, bro. In case you got lost. You're a dog tag with your dress on it, bro.
I just asked you a question.
Talking about. Yeah, they fooled you, bro. They had WWF on one side and your dress on the other. They knew you loved wrestling, bro.
Yeah, I do love wrestling.
Get me this E8-4JB or something in there. That's Fields, people. That's where he lived, right? I'm close, innit? E8-4 something in it. See? I'm telling you, he had it big as well. He can't see. So you got to be able to see anything you can't see, innit? So it was big. I was like, bro.
He's gone, you know.
I was about to say, you should have left him alone.
Leave me alone, bro.
Filthy at 5. Now, I'm not going to, look, we're going to get this out of the way early doors.
What, the rumours about you and Bambino Becky?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, cool. I don't know either. I just tried something.
No.
You got to try something early in the game.
Mix it up, man.
No. We're gonna talk about these shoulders. Early doors.
What shoulders? Look at the back of
it. Yo.
I can't see
so baggy up there.
It's the way I'm sitting.
I can't see baggy up there. That makes sense.
Let me stand up and show you lot, cause. You lot think it's a joke when I'm talking about this gym thing.
He's got a bra on.
I said you got a bra on.
He's got a gym bra on, isn't it?
You man are haters, you know. You man always got something to say.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say a thing.
You could be complete with a tattoo, bro.
You know what you need to do?
Honestly, you just need
that's
to
what you do in Thailand.
You just need to punch someone up. Yeah. Bro,
I might do so.
Get tattoos with a stick. They do that in Thailand.
Yeah, get tattoos.
Where? I got that. I got this one.
Dazza,
have you got a tattoo?
That one there.
I got one.
Did it hurt?
The tattoo still.
Yeah. You could go straight in the water with it.
Loons, have you got a tattoo?
Huh?
What kind of answer is that?
Yeah, no.
What kind of answer is that?
How can you have a tattoo but not have a tattoo?
Oh, it's a shirt, man.
It's
a shirt.
So I can't show you.
It's a material.
It's going to be long, isn't it? Like, so I have, but it's long, isn't it?
I know you had a white card and you wanted to be able to sign it.
Have you got any tats?
No.
You should get one. Get one in Thailand.
Bought one.
No.
Why not?
I don't trust that.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Nothing to do with Thailand. I'm not getting. I'm
You're
not
going there.
I know.
What are you going to eat?
Huh? Rice in it. Rice and prawns. Just that. Rice and prawns. I ain't trying
teriyaki.
To go for the insects and all that. I'm not.
No,
I might
it's
try
nice.
School peel or something like that.
I remember my mate, he sent me a video from there and he was like, oh, I'm going to this snazzy restaurant and they had like the meat, like the steaks and that like, stacked up on the floor. Like on the floor and there's just bare flies on them and that.
Pad Thai though.
Is he alive today?
Yeah, it says when you come back from Thailand, you have Thai belly, innit?
What?
You have Thai belly.
How long?
2 weeks.
Have you been to Thailand before?
I've been to Thailand twice.
So when you came back, was your belly fine?
Fine.
He went there. He went again.
For real?
Yeah, obviously you don't eat meat off the floor and that. Like, you just don't, yeah, the basics.
He runs normal. You know, he's a man that just goes in the morning and he thinks his day's normal. He thinks his day's normal. Like, there's no, like no phone out. He just goes, sits down, and he just thinks, oh, yeah, it's back, my day's normal. It's like a black man, like that. It's like, bro, if there's no strain, there's something wrong with your belly, bro. You gotta, like, a little.
No, well,
his day is normal.
If you go to Thailand and stick to white meats, fishes and chickens and racist fowl, I think you'd be all right.
Yeah, I don't think I had any red meat over there anyway. Like, it was a lot of fish, so you just get someone to catch the fish out
so
there.
So definitely no pork, even though I don't eat that.
You know what you should do?
Oh!
Let's make sure. I ate porks from... like November, I've been doing well.
November.
I've been doing well, man.
Do you know what you should do? You should vlog. You should vlog out there.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, that
yeah.
Would be good. You should. Just on your phone.
Just vlog.
Phone. Oh, you have to do it.
Please vlog.
A vlog.
I tried to vlog in Jamaica. All
right, I'm going
to
vlog.
No one wants to watch you vlogging.
All right, the first vlog video, I'm like, I'm vlogging. And then the second vlog video was in the day. I was like, I'm going to vlog. And then the second one was night. And I'm like, I've been forgetting to vlog.
Why did you keep it hitching up? Someone getting hench? Or?
Yeah, it's because you're getting hench. Yeah. It's hitching up because you're getting hench.
Is that small?
It's a medium.
Sir, you got no shoulders. That's crazy.
Yeah, I've got shoulders, but it's small. A shirt.
Yeah.
So I can fit in a small. It's not a small.
Daz, look. You see here? You've got, yours is like baggy. Why?
What, hair?
Why is it baggy
it's
on your
shoulder? It's the material of the shirt. I keep telling you.
Nah, man. What's going on? Bro, why is this thing like that? Like,
you regret wearing that shirt, innit?
Huh? Yeah, of course. I was asking for the black one.
Oh, he's got Anthony shoulders. Yeah, oh, you built like Anthony. Yeah, the Man United wing Anthony.
You better hate us, you know. No, why do you your seat come out? You know, most t-shirts have that thing, that line, to let you know where your arm.
Oh, we ain't got that.
He ain't got the line, so now we're just, we don't know.
It's a shirt. It's
fluid.
My shoulders,
your shoulder's fluid.
Every episode, we're just going to talk about
our shoulders. False nine. The shirt's a false nine on you, bruv.
Don't worry about that, yeah? Don't worry about that still.
Bro, you just look like,
Brother, I'll tell you, don't worry about that. It's this.
Head, chest, and arms, bruv. Head, chest, and arms, bruv. You've got no shoulders, bruv. It's head, chest, and arms, bruv.
Mr. Potato Head.
He's looking like he's like that, like.
So when you're in the gym, what's your, like, obviously you've told us that you're doing incline bench press.
Yeah, so I'll start with...
Understood.
I'll start with incline bench press, then the flat one when you land on the bench and you're lifting up the dumbbells like that.
Okay, yeah, dumbbell bench press, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's called, yeah. I don't really know the names of it, yeah. And then... the machine where you push like that.
Okay, so it's all basically the same thing. Yeah,
it's same. Yeah, yeah.
So now I'm doing the same exercise. That's what I'm doing.
No, but then you have got chest. That his chest has grown. So
that could be food though.
On Mondays I do chest and that, and then I do back. So that's back and then.
Oh, so when you see the front one, you see the front one again. To do the front one with the chest one.
Yeah,
and then see the back one. I respect it. I don't like
doing the lat pull down behind the head. I think
it's no way. Yeah, no way. You have to do.
You
it
got a big back head, so what, do you have to go like? Oh,
yeah,
like,
no. Nah, so when I do it, obviously, because I got a little cuff there. Yeah. you don't know about that there, so you could do it from there. And it's still hitting the back of your head.
That's how you probably do it. You're blind.
No, that's how you got probably my head like that. When it comes out, I got my head like that. But you could just do like that. You're good. There's no way touching your back end. No way.
All right, filthy at five.com. Welcome to the show. I'm going to introduce the panel from my right to my left. His name's Loons.
Street's favorite. You already know, man. Still got a broken wrist. Daz, are your jaws next?
Why you always got to make
excuse
me?
Excuse me?
What?
Yo. Wait. Girl's jaw alone. To get punched, is this what we're doing on this show? Girls draw a lot to get punched. Is this what we're doing in here?
Next on the panel, Harry Potter correspondent Savage Dan.
Yeah, nothing to report.
The HBO series is coming soon. Do you reckon that you're going to get like a lot of bookings for people wanting your consultation on?
I've already had a few phone calls. I'm surprised they're making it without me. I'll be honest,
For real,
it is. You know, look, what can I say? Harry Potter. Returns again, the boy who lived.
Is he shot in the
do you know that's what I call my son?
I'm not a Harry Potter fan. I don't know what's
no,
going on.
No, Paul. That's forget Harry matters. Potter.
Next, let's move on again quickly. Next on the panel, his new EP.
T, come on, man.
SMD, is that what it's called?
T. I'm trying to sell my stuff. I'm trying to get us all out of here. Are you shitting all over my stuff?
SMD's code still.
The next one's got to be called SMD.
Why, what's SMD stand for?
I'm not telling you it, bro.
That's his jaw.
S my
suck my dick. Hey, that's cold.
Anyway, that's your best performing EP so far, right?
It's doing very well, yeah. It's doing very well. I didn't chart again because the game's rigged, but you know.
Definitely is rigged, man.
We move, innit? I'll go again next time.
Mm-hmm. Next on the panel, he's wearing the new Filthy at 500 jersey and he's wearing
medium.
It very well. He's
made,
he's
not a medium,
he's pulling it off.
I was trying to make sure everyone knows that the shoulders
it's the inclusive
can go
shirt.
So
bro, it's not meant to go any further than that. Yeah.
So you haven't done shoulder day?
Yeah, well, not shoulder day, but I've done shoulders and back. 2 months in, man.
Quit the gym, man. Should have worked on the outside, isn't it?
You've done well.
2 months in, 4 days a week.
4 days a week?
Yeah.
4 days a week. And that is...
What? That is what?
No, I'm saying that is what? No, that no, is what? That is that. No worries.
Next on the panel, he's representing Brutus.
I love their burgers, man. And I'm seeing East London's in turmoil. You two need mugs.
Hold on, wait. Is that Donna and burger?
Brother, it is literally the best burger I've tasted.
It's at McDonald's, isn't it? They do McSheesh.
Where is it?
It's so nice. It's in Finchley. Nice area.
Yeah, I used to live around there still.
No, you never.
Liar, bro.
No, you never.
Liar, bro.
He did.
What?
Come bro, on. He stayed there, bro. I know where he lived, bro. I know where his door keys were. He blue and white bag, bro, from the corner shop. That's the ghetto, bro.
I want to have a look at this.
Oh, yeah, I lived in Finchley.
I was in East Finchley.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to live in East Finchley.
It's proper nice, man. Nice area, nice food.
So how did you get a top?
Why not?
It's got a good TripAdvisor, you know?
Brother, I can't lie to you. The food there is crazy.
Come on, guys, man.
I'm just not expecting to see a doner and a burger.
Brother.
Why?
In the title.
It's my people them sting, all right?
I'm invoicing someone.
I can't invite Margs, though.
Anywhere you get a doner, you can get a burger.
This is a big PR move for them, you know? Margs. I can't believe it. They got to get them to put some food on the table next week.
Well, boys, the other week we did best player at every team in the Premier League. Now, normally we do worst player at every team in the Premier League. We call an episode that, but in reality, we don't go through every single team because... Quickly, Dan, who's Burnley's worst player?
Jack Cork.
Dazza, who's Sheffield United's worst player?
Ollie McBurnie,
sick.
He's cold, bro.
He's not, man.
He kicked a fan. he beat up a fan in the street.
Oh, but he's a Spartan, though.
Say, yeah. Any of my brethrens have been fighting?
Good question. I'll say McBride. Or, no, the striker, man. Brewster?
McBride! McBride!
I didn't say that.
Brian McBride from Fulham.
I didn't say that.
Brian McBride! I said Brewster.
He actually Brewster. Said your brethren as well.
Say my brethren, come outside, man. Let me chat to you.
What, Brewster?
Brewster, my brethren, bro.
Sorry, but it might be him still. It might be
Brian McKnight.
That's crazy.
Wow, Brian McKnight could be the worst player.
He didn't say Bogle.
Yeah, Bogle's both of them are Achilles though, but.
Bogle's scoring out, it's going on goals, but yeah, man.
Don't do that to bro, don't.
I didn't do it to him, he's done it to himself.
I think Bogle's a good player.
He is. I think he's going to nick a move, honestly.
Nick a move where though?
It's like people were saying that probably about Andy Robinson when
no,
he was
no,
at home.
No. That's not what I asked you.
Maguire, I don't know.
That's not what I asked
Maguire
you.
Maguire nicked a move to Leicester, Robertson nicked a move to Liverpool. Okay. I think he can nick a move
where?
I don't
that's
know.
What I, asked.
I wouldn't have predicted Robertson.
Ah, so you just predict a footballer's going to move?
I wouldn't have predicted them players going. Where they went.
You mean staying in the Prem?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he can nick a move.
You're wrong.
You reckon?
Yeah.
It's just tight. There's just a lot of filled up spaces around him.
Fullback. English fullbacks. The most overpopulated
the teams
position.
That are coming up to the Prem, they're
yeah,
mad.
They're set. Yeah. Yeah.
Walker Peters at Southampton.
And the teams that are in the Prem.
But he's good. He's a good player.
Who in the Prem? Who's Brentford's right back?
Hickey.
Aaron Hickey.
He's better than them.
No, he's not.
Okay.
That's a cold second name, you know.
Aaron Hickey.
Dan.
Yeah.
Who's Chelsea's worst player?
Go on, say it. Dan?
What do you mean go and say it? You know the answer already.
Yeah, I reckon I do.
Go on then. No, have the ball.
Bank it.
Thank you. Sanchez.
What? Get out of here, man.
The Yardie keeper.
Nah.
It's not, man.
It's not.
It's not honestly,
don't say Sterling.
I think it's a joint award.
Don't say Sterling.
Who? I'll give it Borja.
The two centre-backs. Badiashile and De Sassi.
No, you can't put De Sassi in there.
No. De Sassi's all right. They're young centre-backs. They've got mistakes in them.
I think Reece James
They've got a lot.
You can't call our best player or worst player.
Yeah, that's Trent stuff. This is just arguing about Trent for years.
I'd say him being not available is a howler.
Yeah, but it doesn't make him
the worst
players player.
No, but then what you're saying right now.
No.
Who do I hate seeing?
Cucurella?
Mudryk?
He's having a decent spell, but it might be Cucurella. Listen.
Good for the dressing room, though.
Yeah, Cucurella is good for every dressing room. He's funny. He's meant to be like a funny.
Man, dry their hands on his hair. What happens?
He's a vibes man. He's just funny. He's a
vibes man. He's meant to be the man.
Him, the vibes man.
Yeah, and not Sanchez. It breaks my heart.
Can I say this? The other day, I watched Raheem Sterling miss a penalty and take a bad free kick and a one-on-one, right? Which happens. To me, it happens. And he got an assist. People don't talk about that. He got an assist for Cole Palmer. And it was a really good assist. But when Cole Palmer scored it,
he ran straight past
him. He just gave him a little tap on the hands. And it was like, I looked at that and thought, you're not Cucurella, Sterling. You're not a vibes man.
You're not even, listen, there's three men that I'm going to put in the dock together. It's going to be Mudryk.
Yeah, I don't like him. I like him. Only because
you're too sporadic.
The 10 grand call out was too much for me, man.
That was too much, bro.
That was crazy.
10 grand coming in on the street with 10 bands.
On the Premier League thing, Sky Sports.
Said the N-word.
Whoa!
Yeah, he sang Little Baby's freestyle song.
Along. Yeah.
But he's supposed to leave that bit
out. It's up to you whether or not you excuse it.
Boy.
I'm not excusing it. Right. I'll excuse it.
You'll still take him, though.
Yeah. Yes. What, now? Nah, I'm joking.
What am I to say?
Look, it's Chelsea. We don't have many bad players. But Sterling is in there.
No, he ain't.
I disagree, man.
No,
I disagree with
that,
man.
I know, but I'm going to have to take the Northwest thing out of it, the Mandem thing out of it. My team's in the mud.
It's nothing to do with him.
It's a lot.
Nicholas Jackson.
No, Jackson's playing well.
Bro, stop. Forget the purple patch. Forget when he was doing... Why you're in 11th.
Poet, who's Chelsea's worst player?
I just look at
the underperforming for me is up front and in goal. Like, them two situations Thank there. You. Nicholas Jackson is
too.
Good. No, yeah and no, because I think Jackson's some players are underperforming, but I believe in them.
He's got more than that now.
I think Jackson's clicking a little bit.
Haseido. Enzo?
Nah, man.
Enzo's
both good.
No, but they're ballers, though. Regardless of anything, they're ballers. I hear you. Nicholas Jackson is not a baller to me. Nicholas Jackson is like a younger Diego Costa. Like,
Yeah.
I get it. It looks nice right now, but...
That means it's Badia Chile.
I believe that Mikhailo Mudryk could end up being a really good player one day.
Mm. Maybe not at Chelsea. I've seen him they're be good.
Not in 90 minutes, let alone two games in a row.
I see that he scored a goal the other day. It was crazy.
Newcastle. It was crazy.
Square round the keeper No, he's got he flashes.
So but, is our worst player...
If he left tomorrow...
Cucurella.
If he went tomorrow on loan to...
Union Berlin.
Udinese or something, I don't think we'd be like, what the hell are they doing? Yeah. We'd be a bit like, it was one of them. Mm. And Chelsea have kind of got his
100 M's as well.
Not my 100 M.
No, that's why he's a hundred. Yeah. I think it's him or Cucurella.
Okay.
They just got better underachieving players that are quality. If there's anyone that I don't like, I say just Cucurella. Cucurella is not the player that
I'm going to go based off what I'm seeing right now. It's Cucurella or it's Sterling.
That's I can't believe it's Sterling, man. Sterling,
I put James ahead of Sterling.
It's tough with Sterling though, because when it ain't going right for him, he makes it look like it's going so bad. And you forget, it's him and Rashford have got a problem where when things are going bad for them, you almost just see them in the mud, in the fire, in the flame. And you forget what they were like when they were at their best. Because like I say, Sterling actually got a really nice assist for Cole Palmer in that game where he missed a penalty, had that free kick, missed the one-on-one.
Why did they make him take penalties? You could see
he made himself take
He snatched it off Cole Palmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He done the authority thing.
Like I want to he won the penalty.
The penalty was bad.
Really bad.
Oh, it was very bad. Very, very bad. But there is a little bit of propaganda as well, because even when Martin Keown was talking about why did he take the free kick, I know some people don't listen to commentary and I actually don't blame everyone. But yeah, it's like, oh, why did he take the free kick? And I'm thinking, well, Raheem Sterling this season has scored free kicks. He has shown that he can do that. I don't understand. So Raheem Sterling, I think he should be left out of this. Yes, it's been underperforming, but everyone at Chelsea...
He's definitely not the worst player.
He's nowhere near the worst player, man. Nowhere near it, fam.
But as a Chelsea fan, I accept that their perspective is probably more important than ours about their team and people that are bad.
I think he could go next year.
Yeah.
Where? I think he could go next year. I don't know.
I think
home.
He's... Nah.
Back to Liverpool.
Nah.
QPR.
They don't work like that with us.
Fulham.
He can't go to Man United. I don't think he'll come back to us. I don't think you lot will want him.
I don't think he wants to leave London now, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I think Tottenham's probably the only place...
I don't think Sterling should be a senior player at a club where he has a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
think
he. I don't.
He's got to be part of the
not
safe.
He's Robin. He's Robin.
Huh?
Robin,
not Batman.
Yeah. He's back. Yeah.
He's the senior player though in our team. So that's
with all him, the Enzo, and Thiago Silva.
Him and Thiago Silva. I think that's a problem. Like them as your senior players, you should have kept Jorginho, my bro. That's a better senior player to have in your changing room.
We've made some weird transfer decisions. They're not mine.
They're not. They're not.
Yep, well, I've heard.
Dazza, who's Newcastle's worst player?
Ooh.
Dazza. Say it. Say it.
What are you going to say? What are you going to say?
No, say okay. Who you're going to say. It doesn't well, matter. What
you that's what I'm saying. Why did you tell me to say it then?
I don't know.
That's exactly what you did to Dan.
I would say.
Mike.
I'll say he has to be one of the midfielders because none of them set up. One of the centre mids. Who should I go for? I think it's Longstaff. It may be Longstaff.
Longstaff.
Yeah, I'll say Longstaff.
Longstaff.
Guys,
Bruno.
It's Dan Burn.
It's probably Dan Burn.
Yeah.
Don't do that to Dan Burn.
Glorious Carriers.
Don't do that to Dan Burn.
Glorious Carriers.
No, we don't do sub goal.
Yeah, we don't do sub goal. 11s only.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think no one in midfield stepped up this season.
Jacob Murphy's not the best, but he's had some good games.
Scream of the other day,
he's great in that game.
Against
well.
Chelsea.
Oh, that goal was mad.
Crazy. Yeah. Cameo. Do you know what?
I had to rewind to see who it was, bro.
Brother, he went crazy.
He said Murphy. I was like, wait, who's that?
This ain't the worst player, but I just don't like him.
Or Trippier.
I don't like Almiron. I know people like him, but I just don't like Almiron. I don't really know. Like, if he can just go, bro.
Yeah, but Dan Burn's been getting skinned.
Serious.
What about Kevin Trippier? You're not going to...
Worst player.
He's been good.
Not this season. He's been bad.
Rough games.
He's had some bad games. But he's not their worst player.
He's the man who the players go to talk for advice.
Dan Burn's getting replaced.
I think the midfield is probably the reason why the defence has probably been under a lot of scrutiny as well, man. No Tonali. Joe Linton's here and there.
Batman's betting his life away, bruv.
Who?
Tonali,
bruv.
Oh,
God.
No one's set up in midfield for Newcastle this season.
That doesn't make them the worst. It means that they've had injuries and suspensions.
Shout out Joe Willock. I see him out in Manchester. Good player. Good player.
When you say Chelsea and Newcastle, it's very difficult to find a bad player per se. You just got to find someone that's not performing.
You're going to struggle with all the top 10 teams, the way they're built these days. But I think Dan Burn might be the shout because it was a good gimmick. It worked and he's popular with the fans.
He's a Newcastle boy. You get
he's
me.
Got a missing finger, right?
Huh? Yeah, something like that.
He's like West Coast.
Yeah, he's got no pinky on
told
his
you, man.
Right hand.
See that
guy? A big guy like that. Yeah,
that's the handshake hand.
I see him pointing. I was like, whoa, hold on a minute.
How do you point with your pinky out?
Like he was like that, but you see this bit? It just looked. It was just hanging. I said, "Hold on."
He didn't lose it.
He did.
Never had it.
No.
Oh, he got another one.
I know Rob Green's got a finger that's pointing in the direction that he.
Have you
seen?
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, I haven't fixed it. It's like there. Like
it's going over there."
Oh, bro, man, fix it, man.
But back to Newcastle. Yeah, is it Dan Burn over Almiron? Yeah,
bro.
For me, yeah.
Dan Burn, man. And it was having such a good time, especially last season. It was a good time, bro.
When they put a guy with pace against him,
it's over.
Bro, are you mad? I've seen him have Dembele in his pocket Champions League night, bro.
But I remember him at Brighton and I've seen Saka kill him. So do you know what? Maybe.
Dan, I reckon you can probably relate to how he lost his finger.
Uh-oh.
When he was 13, while he was wearing a ring, climbing a fence. It was caught on a spike. Sounds like he was up to something.
Burglary.
That's Newcastle.
Or he could have just been trying to go and get the ball that he kicked over.
Or he was trying to break into his school to drop a test off.
A ring at 13.
To be fair, you know what? Fences and jumping over fences is not for everyone. I've seen people go out.
Yeah, I've seen bad, bad.
But why are you wearing a ring at 13 anyway? Know, like, what's going on, bro? Yeah,
sovereign.
Man.
Sovereigns.
He had sovereigns, though.
Who?
I know you had sovereigns.
Bro.
You ever got sovereigns?
Bro, you had a ring with your neck with your address on it, bro. In case you got lost. You're a dog tag with your dress on it, bro.
I just asked you a question.
Talking about. Yeah, they fooled you, bro. They had WWF on one side and you're dressed on the other. They knew you loved wrestling, bro.
Yeah, I do love wrestling.
Is it get me this E8-4JB or something in there? That's Fields, people. That's where he live, right? I'm close, innit? E8-4 something in it. See? I'm telling you, he had it big as well. He can't see. So you got to be able to see anything you can't see, innit? So it was big. I was like, bro.
Oh, you're question. I used
to kind of. He's gone, you know.
I was about to say, you should have left him alone.
Leave me alone, bro. It's like science floor. I should have left you alone, bro.
Jordy, who's Wolves' worst player?
Oh, that's a tough question, T, because they're a great team.
I know they're a good player.
Remember, they've still got Matt Doherty.
I know, but he don't play. Do you know what?
No, he doesn't play. You're right. You just ruled him out for yourself. Though. No, he just ruled him out for himself.
I did rule him out.
You got a land in it because this is what happened to me.
Daniel Bentley, the keeper.
No,
Sar's good,
no
man.
Substitute goalkeepers.
What? He's not substitute.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, Jose Sar.
No, they're doing the De Zerbi thing, man. One day.
Come on, one day.
I follow Wolves.
Who is their worst player, bro?
I've said this on the show before. I don't like Pablo Sarabia. I don't like him.
Oh, he's class.
Jordi was right, you know.
He's good. He's having a good season.
Sanchez is our one.
You can't be the worst player.
No, we're not going back to that.
Yeah. What about Johnny?
I told you I was right. I knew I was right.
Is Johnny still there?
Yeah, Johnny's there, man.
Johnny,
does he play?
Johnny plays every now and again, man. He's coming back from injury. He does, man. Johnny. Johnny plays, isn't it?
Johnny don't play. Johnny don't play.
Johnny 5, I'm alive.
Is there a shout for Totti because his name's Totti and he's not Totti?
Yeah, he's got one T in it.
Yeah.
He's the centre back, right?
I really like that team. He's good though, man. I'm going to go with Hugo Bueno. I really like that team.
Was the worst player? Hugo, he's at the left back. The young
left back or the centre back?
Or the centre back, yeah.
It's the left back. Hugo, yeah. Hugo's the left back.
Ain't Nori the left back?
No, he's I'm just looking at me, yeah.
Thank you, that's awesome, my brother.
Who's the right back?
Samedo.
Nelson.
Oh, it's him.
No, it ain't him.
No, it ain't him, man. The Portuguese brother. Nah, man.
He starts for Portugal.
It's him. He don't start for Portugal.
He does.
Oh, he doesn't.
Some games.
doesn't.
I mean every game.
He doesn't, bro.
Some games.
They got Dalot and Cancelo.
Dalot's new star.
Boubacar Traore?
Who the hell is that?
I never liked the name Boubacar because that Boubacar guy don't like Mo Salah.
Boubacar Kamara?
The other Boubacar, the one that plays for Cameroon. And he was like, if I played for Liverpool, I'll do more than Mo Salah. Who's that Boubacar?
That's your Boubacar.
There was one at the AFCON, man. That player that's always...
Why are you pointing at me?
You're African, bro.
Oh my God, I'm the only African here. No, you're African.
I've got African in
me. Yeah, but half, innit?
Not half, quarter.
Botswana.
I can see it.
No, you can't.
You know, it's Matt Doherty.
It's Matt Doherty.
Their team's actually quite good.
Where's the other Traore?
See, their team's cold.
The wrestler.
Fulham, for real. Shout out to Matt Doherty, though.
Why?
Arsenal fan.
No, I won't say it's him, man. I'd say it's... I'd give it to Pablo Sarabia. I don't like him either.
No, he's class, man. He's having a good season as well.
I don't like him, man. There's something about him.
He had a moment this season, though. When
he battered Spurs. Yeah. He called
against Spurs. Killed him, innit? 97th minute or something. Him and Lamina.
Loons, who's Brighton's worst player?
Easy.
Go on.
That guy.
Easy than
that guy.
What number does he wear?
Oh my God.
What's his name is better?
Well, if I get the number, then I can just look up and see his name.
Number 6. Number 25.
It's Dunk's partner.
Oh, Jean-Paul Van Hecke.
Van Hecke.
Igor Van Hecke or Webster? I don't know which one you're talking about.
Webster.
He guessed that. He guessed that.
I just went to the... I went to the... You know what I done there? It was two foreign names. I went to the English one. You know what I mean? Igor, Brazilian.
Obviously, a Prem legend, but Adam Lallana in 2024.
Milner.
He don't play. Is he playing? He's playing.
Guys, I'm gonna go out and say it. It's Lamptey.
Don't do that.
Lamptey.
No.
What?
You can't be the worst player,
That's
bro.
You.
Why is
That's
he
you.
The worst player?
That is Lamptey.
If it's Lamptey, then it's Reece James at Chelsea then. Because it's only injuries that's stopping them.
He's not even starting.
Huh?
I don't think he's
starting.
But he's
injured all the time, bro. Lamptey's genuinely injured all the time. Proper injured.
So he's bad.
Well, then so is Reece James.
What about Jason Steele?
Ah, cool, let's bring him back.
They do that rotating goalkeepers. And I think Verbruggen's really good. It's Lewis Dunk.
Yeah. He's been... you got battered against Roma.
Yeah, he did.
They all did.
Yeah, no. Man blamed one man enough. Like, everyone's partying and he sat there sad like...
Verbruggen's a wonder kid, so... Jason Steele.
This is really difficult. What about Kyaren Mitoma?
RT.
No way.
Nah, it's Danny Welbeck, man.
What?
Don't do that.
Did you watch him against Roma the other day?
D-dubs, no way.
You have to stop your affinity for these players.
Nah, Welbeck...
Come on, man.
I was brave enough to do it.
Come on, he was brave enough to do it.
With who? Cucurella?
Sterling.
You man are just fighting because you like these guys. Come on, it's Welbeck, man.
It's not Welbeck. Welbeck's
okay. It's not Welbeck at all, bro.
Look at the games he
missed. It might be Mitoma, you know. You might be right, you know.
It can't be Mitoma.
If you're going to put Dunk in there, you've got to put Mitoma in there. What's Mitoma done this season?
Mitoma over Welbeck.
What's going on? We're saying who's their worst player. Adam Webster is still here regardless of what you've got.
Adam Webster's good, man.
But there's nothing wrong with being the worst player at Brighton because there's a lot of good players here.
Exactly, Welbeck.
But no, but Welbeck makes contributions though. Like,
it's not
there are some men that are forgettable. I don't know what Webster's done.
It might even be this Webster. You know,
Danny Welbeck score against Man U?
Jason Steele's actually got good feet. He's doing his thing and goal sometimes.
Didn't Welbeck score against you lot?
Yeah.
And Arsenal as well.
He didn't score against Arsenal. No.
You're just making stuff up now.
It was a question.
He's new here, Paul.
It was a question. So Welbeck never scored against you lot.
I thought it was a rhetorical question, to be fair.
Yeah, isn't it? That's how I remember it. Yeah, man.
All right. Well, should we just go Adam Lallana just because he's
old.
Old.
I'd give it to Milner instead, man. No, I'm a Lallana over Milner for real.
Yeah.
Milner will run man down. I hear that. Yeah, Milner will run man down still.
He'll play to 45.
Yeah.
All right, then. Poet, who's West Ham's worst player?
Oh my God, let's take a look at this team.
Easy.
Easy? You reckon it's easy? Who's West Ham's
Mikel
worst
Antonio.
He's quality,
Mikel
man.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Mikel Antonio, don't do that.
He didn't see his header this weekend.
Do you know, it has to be Phillips, but he's on loan. But if you don't use the loans, this guy that they think is good, the centre-back that was at Arsenal, Maverick, or whatever you, he's not that good. No, he's not. Trust me, he's got to get not.
Yeah, he's
got
okay.
Okay, you get gas by the start. Get gas by
the
start.
Goal ruled out the other day.
Yeah, no, mate. He's better for West Ham than
did he make a mistake
Mikel
the other
Antonio.
Day? I think it might have been an own goal or something.
I hate to do this, man.
That was an own goal the other day, innit? This guy is...
It's Mikel, bro.
Mikel Antonio is better than Danny Ings.
No, he ain't.
Of course he
no
is.
No way. Oh, my Lord.
But of course he is. Danny Ings is better than Mikel Antonio.
Absolutely. Mikel Antonio's a better athlete. Danny Ings is a better footballer.
You're going crazy.
Better striker too, yeah.
Wait. Absolutely. So this season...
Yeah,
he this
might be right.
Yeah.
Are you mad?
Yeah, but that point doesn't make the point
the
that we're
that,
making.
Mikel Antonio.
Danny Ings can still be a better footballer, but still be the worst player. And he scored his first
because
goal of the weekend.
About worst player like Soufal and them, man. They're not good footballers.
No, Soufal's getting assists galore.
I saw that. I did see that. He got an assist for Mikel Antonio, by the way.
But look at the goal he scored.
Quality.
Nah, man. That's a 2002 goal, that diving header.
Bro, that's a hard goal to score.
Ings' goal the other day was harder.
And injuries as well. Injuries as well.
But
so
Danny
that.
Ings as well.
What's that?
Put the same for Danny.
But Danny Ings don't. No, Danny Ings ain't doing nothing, man. For West Ham,
guys, I get it. He came here once. Big up, Antonio. I love you.
What's Danny Ings done in his career for West Ham?
He's been there for a season and a half.
He's been there a shorter time, so that's not even fair what you're doing.
No, but he's still been there. And I'm saying, what's he done?
For he's competing for a first team job with that guy.
And Jared Bowen's playing up front.
He's out of them two then. That's fair.
Can you use Phillips, or are we just saying that's on loan so you don't with Bowen?
No, you can't be. It's not Phillips, but you could use Phillips. Phillips has had a stinker, but he's not the worst.
Brother,
player
he looks shocking.
Terrible.
Yeah, he does.
For Calvin Phillips, shocking.
It's Pep's fault.
Shattered his confidence.
Where?
I'm sick of Mavropanis, man.
What about Ogbonna?
Yeah, I literally just said it.
He had a blunder against Arsenal.
He killed Arsenal.
It's got to be either Ings or Antonio, and obviously Antonio.
It's not Antonio. Ings or Phillips.
Boys.
Ben Johnson.
No, man.
You can't put a man on left.
He's going to throw the young boy under the bus, you know.
You can't put a man left wing and blame him.
Do that to every name I say.
Yeah.
Well, if it's not one we like.
All right, what position is Ben Johnson?
He's a right back or left back.
So why was he right mid the other day?
Why
that's,
not?
That's merciful. He played left mid as well.
Let's just bring the last two down. Ings and Antonio in the
you
box.
You run Antonio
I, let's just vote. Let's vote it. I'm saying Antonio.
He's no. Ings.
Go him first.
I'm going Antonio. I'm going Antonio.
Yeah, I'll agree.
What so do you mean agree?
I'm going Ings.
Ings.
It's Ings.
Greg.
Antonio.
He's just saying yeah.
He's just saying yeah, man.
He said Ings. Ings. That's one.
Jordy, who's Manchester United's worst player?
Ooh. Wow.
First team.
Easy, man.
You think it's easy?
Is it easy?
You lot keep saying easy.
Yeah, you lot keep saying it's easy. And then you all just dash a name.
All your bad players are equally bad. So if you say any of them, like, I'm not even put off.
Yeah, but
bro.
I'm picking one, though.
Yeah, but exactly. They're all so bad. Like,
no, that's
worse the first one. Who is it, Jordy? Is it Sofyan Amrabat?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Terrible.
That's what I said. Sofyan Amrabat.
Terrible.
We can, but.
Oh, let's bring loans back. It's either him or Anthony.
It would be him, yeah. I just don't really care.
It has to be Anthony, bro. Ain't nothing worse than that, bro.
But Amrabat was signed off of him chasing Mbappe video off Twitter. They signed him off.
It was a great video.
At least we got a reason. At least I can see the video and go fair enough.
For 1 second, that was a 90-minute game,
highlights.
Bro. Then they lost.
What highlights?
Him kicking the ball to the pitch.
No, Anthony, before Man United, has got some great highlights.
Anthony's got highlights for Man United. They're just every 12 games, he just does something
scoring
good.
Game on against Liverpool, done well.
What about Alejandro Garnacho?
Nah, no way.
He's Modric level.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk like he's amazing. But
he's not. He's better than Modric.
I'm not going to talk like he's amazing, but he can't be the worst.
No way, near the worst.
He can't be the worst.
Lindelof, the centre-back that now has to play left-back. Go on.
Boys, Filthy is about consistency.
Go on.
Anthony Martial.
What's his deal? Is he about?
He's not a star.
He said first 11s, bro.
You hate him, bro.
He said first 11, bro. So I'm saying it's either Onana, Maguire, or Anthony.
Injuries.
He's played and scored this year.
I'll give him the injury card as well.
You'll give Martial the injury card?
Yeah.
100%. If anyone deserves it, he definitely can.
So what's his problem when he's playing?
I'll give Martial the injury card.
You won't match it?
Nah, I don't.
I'm going to go Martial and sit out. Rest is on you lot.
Bruno.
I'm sticking with Anthony, man.
Yeah, it has to be Anthony. It has to be Anthony. He's had long enough now.
Amrabat's crazy, though.
It's Amrabat. He came on the pitch the other day, lost the ball, and they conceded straight away. Straight away.
These guys aren't worth it. Sure.
But Amrabat can move to another club and have a steady career. I think this is the end for Anthony. He has to go back to Brazil and keep it moving, bro.
Like, now he's going cool. He's going Saudi. He'll go Saudi and tear it up.
Yeah, because... in the Premier League.
So where does Martial go and have a steady career?
Saudi.
I choose Anthony Martial and we're moving on to the next team.
Fair enough.
It's his team.
Yeah, it's true.
Now we're going to focus on Dazza's team. Dazza, who's the worst player at Tottenham Hotspur?
Excuse me. Don't do that. That's silly. But I'll tell you who the worst player at Tottenham.
Yeah, I don't even know why I asked you. You were so unprepared for this.
Tottenham. Yeah. Oh no, I'll do well. What are you talking about?
Tigo's right. You do look like Gallas, though.
Who?
Oh, he does look like Gallas.
That stinks.
He does. He looks like Gallas and Bill Cosby, bro.
Oh my God.
Bill Gallas, bro. It's Bill, William Bill.
You can't
name.
Allow this guy to call you Bill Cosby. That's crazy.
I ain't listening. Gallas, Bill.
Just get him back, man.
Let's also.
I'm trying to think of the worst player.
He's got great talent, but has he ever going to show us, apart from that Man City goal, anything?
Oliver Skip.
Everyone give silence to Dazza now. Who's about to name the worst player at Tottenham Hotspur?
Why did anyone give it silence to Jordy when he was struggling and he couldn't?
I wasn't struggling. Yes, he was. I haven't struggled once. You're just out of shape. You ain't been in the show for a minute.
No, I know who the worst player at Tottenham is, and it's gonna be Brian Gill.
That's a great sound, huh?
Brian Gill's cold.
I like Gill.
I think he's cold.
But he's not been.
It's probably Ben Davies, isn't it?
But I feel so bad because at the start of the season he was getting man of the match.
Oliver Skip.
You lot say Ben Davies.
Oliver Skip's good.
You lot say Ben Davies, but he's playing like centre back. He's really not a centre back. I can't really blame him.
Emerson. Who's Skippy?
I think so.
He looks like a kid that's running to the chippy.
Emerson Royal?
Is Emerson Royal still there?
He's a four star.
He spent too much bread.
But we're not doing backup goalkeepers.
It's so easy, isn't it?
Yeah, Emerson Royal spent $1 million and he's still dead. So maybe he's up there.
Yeah, Emerson Royal did spend $1 million on his training.
A million on his training, bro.
Did he study Reece James? Is that what it was? He studied a player.
He studied a player, yeah. And it cost him 970,000 pounds. Ridiculous.
That is crazy.
Hey, bro, he must have been watching Reece James in his flares.
I didn't know that.
Buying watches.
Why?
Why?
It's true.
He spent nearly £1 million trying to become a better right back.
Yep. £800,000.
£800,000.
And he watched Reece James. I think it was Reece James. 15 games.
No, Ashraf Hakimi.
He's watching non right backs.
He commissioned a special report on Ashraf Hakimi so he could understand what makes him such a good right back.
Why is this 800 bags?
Because he's sending out scouts to watch them and that.
Yeah, but you can just watch the TV.
No, but he wants man to see. You see when the ball's on the other side of the pitch, he wants to know the little steps they're taking.
Yeah, that's fine, but you could do that for less than 800 bags. Like,
he did private coaching as well. I don't know how he came up to 800 bags.
But it's,
he is the worst player, especially for that.
Yeah, he's the worst. He has to be.
Worst player.
800 bags, 100%.
You see what? He shouts to me and says, hey, I'll need you to go and watch what Reece James is doing. I'm like, all right then. Go and do it, and I'm going to the papers. Bro, it's going to cut your
You can watch you them live on Sky.
You've got to buy my silence.
But how can you watch a man that don't play?
So do you lot think there's more players doing this?
Yeah.
There's players watching players.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, of course players watch players, but...
Well, we're sending scouts, though.
Bro, it's the brain. It's not just what people are doing. Everyone's always everyone's concerned about the what. It's when. Like, the when is more important.
I see pros with average footballers with these guys in a garden, and like, this guy can't play ball, but these pros are listening to him and he's teaching them to
play. That's true.
I know you. You can't play football. You know what I'm saying? I see you at five,
a lot, seven. A lot of the personal coaches of like top pros are players that never played at a level.
Yeah. Never, like, I've seen you at...
But they know, yeah, they can tell you what. But it's the when.
Yeah.
But some coaches have never played at any level. I know some coaches.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying the pros are paying someone like myself going in my garden and getting the ball bounced off.
Not someone like yourself.
Yeah, it is. I know, I don't want to call his name. But this is up. Yeah. It is where it is until it isn't.
The best players in the world can't coach.
And he bounced the ball off the thing that's at an angle, and the guy was just volleying it in the net. I'm saying, how much do you charge him for that. And he's, bro, he's like, he gets like,
yeah, but most of the best coaches were not Zidane.
Yeah, Jose Mourinho.
I know.
No,
but
coaches, like.
But why are you paying this guy off Instagram?
I know some Arsenal coaches, fam. And I'm telling you, they were dead ballers.
But if you see Saka paying my brethren, how would you feel?
That's rude.
You know what I'm saying? He's my brethren. I know the guy. I know the dude. My friend. Pro.
So be happy for your friend, won't you, Daddy?
No, I am, but I'm just asking.
Don't sound question. Like
how
it.
Much, how did you get this? He's like, bro, certain times, he goes on YouTube and gets drills and gives it to them. Bro, just stay at your club.
That's
you're just hotting up his whole thing.
That's unfortunate. But Emerson Royale's won just because of the 800,000
100%
and the Ashraf Hakimi and
that's sad, man. We're calling him the worst for trying.
I hear that though. He's actually genuinely trying.
Yeah, but he's bad.
All right, then, Loons. Who's the worst player at Aston Villa?
Aston Villa.
Ooh, this is a good question.
Can right. You answer it, please?
I'm ready for the team.
My ones.
The goalie.
It's Langley.
He don't start.
He does start.
Every game.
Well, at the moment.
Oh, yeah. Consant.
There's a worse player than Langley, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let me think, because I can't find him.
I'm going to give it to the now. I'm giving it to Digne. Nah. Yeah, but Moreno's better than him now.
But that makes him, even if that was the case, that'll make him the worst player.
The team's quality, like, at the 11s, he's just the one that in and out is him.
Who's the starting midfield now?
Starting midfield, Douglas Luiz, John McGinn, and Boubacar Kamara.
Quality.
The answer
not Tielemans.
Is probably Callum Chambers.
What, he's still there?
My, but does he play at
no.
all?
I mean, he's there.
But how many appearances?
If you're talking about players that play, it has to be Duran.
Yeah, that's why I went to the left back.
John Duran,
yeah.
It has to be him.
Nah, he don't play like that either.
John Duran does play.
He scored the other day, he don't score.
He hasn't played a game this year.
Callum Chambers played half a game against Forest.
Yeah, it can't be him.
So we can't be him.
How many has Duran played?
He's played a few, bro.
A handful.
And he scored a good goal the other day.
It's a good goal, but it's just a smacked finish. He just about went over the line.
He's been in the starting 11 3% of games.
See, there, he can't accuse him. It's got to be the left back. It's got to be, man.
I just think he comes off the bench on a regular.
Cash.
Maybe him.
No.
Maybe it's like left back or right back, bro.
Nah, bro.
It's left back or right back. It's not Bailey. It's not DRB.
Tielemans.
It's not Oli. No way,
Tielemans.
It's not Oli Watkins.
I don't like Tielemans, though. I'll be real.
Yeah, he's quality, man.
Zaniolo.
I don't know about quality.
Zaniolo. He's got a good goal. Nah, he's good, man.
I like Zaniolo from Roma.
Why is he still allowed to play?
Yes, that's one thing I don't know.
What?
He's involved in that betting thing with
the same charge as Tonali.
But Zanoli blamed Zaniolo. Blamed Tonali.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh,
Zaniolo blamed Tonali.
There you go.
Nasty game.
Nah, man, but it's a phone call. Tonali said, just pin it on me. Pin it on me.
Duran, I'm sorry. Man. Is he Canadian as well, that Duran guy?
Colombian. He's from Medellin.
Nah, he can't be the worst.
3%, you can't count him.
Yeah, but he comes off the bench, he don't start. But he comes off the bench regular. And he's finishing is so rash.
Give it to
him. I know. He was one-on-one and slid it right. Rashford did that, though.
I'd go Clement Lenglet.
Lenglet's terrible.
He's played a lot this year. It was a panic signing as well, I think, when Tyrone Mings got injured, maybe.
Do you know he's still on loan from Barca?
He was at Spurs last season. Terrible. If it was about consistency, that's one person I said that hated before as well.
I'd say I'm a right back or left back, man. But if you don't give it centre back,
they've got good fullbacks, bro.
I'm not mad. Matty Cash is replaceable.
No, but not replaceable and worse.
Like the worst out of the 11, the most replaceable one is probably Matty Cash or the left back. Because they've got another one.
But it'd be Langley because they're going to replace him.
And they've already got like four other centre backs.
Yeah, it's right, you know.
And I said I'm not mad if it's Longley.
All right then, Savage Dan, who's Manchester City's worst player?
Yo, this is
now mad. You are in for a headache.
Who? Manchester City's worst player.
Why did you sell Jesus and Zinchenko?
Mateo Kovacic?
No. Grealish.
Jeremy Doku, man.
Grealish?
Jeremy
What's
Doku.
What's going on, boys?
Jeremy Doku, man.
It might be Grealish.
Who's their left back?
It's Grealish.
Sergio
they
Gomez?
Don't really have left back.
It's a hybrid, today. Man. They play like a Kanji there. Mm. Or Ake there, actually.
So wait, can Sergio Gomez be in it? But he doesn't really play. It has to be Kovacic, man. I know he's a baller,
Doku,
but
man.
Over
it's Doku,
nah.
Man. It's that.
Nah, man.
Nah, it's not different. Right. Doku.
He's not their worst.
I can't even remember a game where Kovacic has played. No,
nah,
don't say Nunes.
Nah, man, he does.
It's Mateus Nunes.
I can't remember a game Kovacic has had where I'm like, Nunes has had games this season. He's played well.
Bro, Kovacic came on against Liverpool, no?
And
they got the game back in-house.
He gives you control.
He got the game back in-house. They took off De Bruyne for him. And he got the game in. We were going to run away.
He still would have scored after he came on, but he was a lot more organised than they were before. Yeah. He nearly counted a couple of times as well.
Yeah, come on.
But still, he's not been a good City player.
He's been terrible, bro. And I love Kovacic.
I'd give it to Doku, man.
You're going crazy, man. Doku's made contributions this season. Doku's young. Kovacic has just come from the Prem to the Prem, and I just feel like you should be able to adapt a little bit easier.
Is it Edison?
What?
Wow. Hmm?
No. Wow. But Dazza, is it Erling Haaland?
Of course not. Let me ask you them silly questions. Somebody asked me that. I was
just trying to get you the ball.
I don't need the ball. I don't need the ball here. So.
Sean Goto vibes. Trying to get you the Sean Goto vibes. In to get the.
What about Nathan Ake?
No. Nah, man.
If Nathan Ake plays for a team that isn't Manchester City, yeah, what team exactly does he play for?
But I say the same about Laporte.
He'll be starting for Chelsea right now.
Laporte's gone.
He'll be starting for Chelsea right now.
No, he's gone.
He can go Chelsea, he can go Tottenham.
United, because they're
going. Okay, yeah, he can go anywhere.
You think Chelsea take Ake?
Yeah.
If he goes back, he starts.
If Chelsea with what? With De Sassi, Badiashile, Wesley Fofana, Thiago Silva, Levi Colwill. Yes. No.
Yes.
No,
Nathan yes,
for them. No
still.
Way.
He starts, isn't it?
He's going back to Chelsea. Yeah.
And he makes contributions for Man City. Like, Sergio Gomez.
This team is so good, you
they're
know?
So good,
he's
bro.
He's got better winners, isn't it?
Bear, brother.
This might be the one where you have to pick, like, just actually who the worst one is.
Who is it, though?
Nunes.
Scott Carson.
In a situation like this, I look at how everyone should be performing. And I just go, who's the worst performing player with the reputation that they have? Because they're all so good. And I'm like, Kovacic is the worst, bro. It is the worst, bro. You've just moved from Chelsea
I'm not
to
mad
Manchester
about
City.
That.
Like, I you should be performing a lot better.
To, in the world to try and get into.
Pep actually called out Nunes.
Yeah, and then Nunes performed and improved. Like,
but he said he was the best, one of the best players in the world. No. And then when he had him, he said, yeah.
He said, I'm sorry.
I was capping. Apologies.
Oh,
hey, if that's the case, then it's got to be Nunes then, no?
Biggest drop-off maybe, but I still think Kovacic's just...
Kovacic's a bigger drop-off, man. Moving from Wolves to Man City, I don't know if the expectations are too high, but...
It's not, you're right.
Kovacic,
I hear it.
Man.
I hear it. It's one of them two. You get me? I'm happy.
Yeah, we'll go for Kovacic.
We're going to go with Kovacic, even though, you know, he's a bit of a Premier League legend in a lot of ways.
Wow. What ways?
I don't know. Chelsea ways. Loons, who's Liverpool's worst player?
Ooh.
Wow, wait. Kovacic has played for Inter, Madrid, Chelsea, and City.
This stinks.
Nah, man, it's Nunes, man. Sorry, back to Loons. Flipping neck.
This season, Cody Gakpo.
Yeah.
I'm no Cody Gakpo fan, you know. I sometimes like him, when he plays in that midfield role and you lot can explode transition and he carries the ball really well, it's like, wow. But then he just stands on the ball and looks like he's stuck in the mud.
But your worst footballer, though, is Darwin Nunes.
No, it ain't.
Yes.
No, right.
He's your worst footballer.
Yeah. Jack and Darwin
chaos.
Everyone, you're scared of him.
No, I'm not.
Jack and Darwin Nunes can do kick-ups.
Yeah. I see him do the, I was amazed. I see him do the, you know, the round of reps foot
round the world.
Yeah, and then the other way round.
He's doing a round the hood.
He's struggled with a round the world.
You know, the round the,
you're from kick-ups before around the world.
Yeah, man, I'm from Baggio
7. You're from Baggio 7. Yeah, Baggio 7.
I'm from Baggio 7, bro. I'm Baggio 7, bro. I'm old school with it, bro. All that whip round.
Right, you don't need to point at me. Not everything has to come over this side. Not everything. So.
That was your spot too, though. he knows Baggio 7, man.
Do you know Baggio 7?
No.
One, two, knees, shoulders, and hold it on.
Oh, that dance that the Italian guy with the mullet does, yeah?
Yeah. Dazza can't do the Baggio 7.
Of course I can.
Did you ever have the Mark Morrison? I feel like you had that.
He's always had that trim. Always had that trim.
In front, no.
He's always had that trim.
You had what?
Ponytail.
Rat tail.
Yeah, that one's all the way down.
I remember that still. It got pulled out.
Everyone had that.
It got pulled out.
No, it's a ponytail. It's a ponytail. No, I'm going to back you there. It's a ponytail. It's a ponytail.
It's a ponytail.
It's a ponytail.
It's a ponytail. It's called a ponytail.
Wait. Did you have it with a fade?
Yeah,
that's a rat's tail then.
Rat tail?
If it pops out of nowhere, bro, that's a rat tail.
That's crazy. It's a ponytail.
No, that's a rat tail. It's a rat tail.
You weren't even alive around there.
I had a rat tail though.
Fam, you're from London Fields. A mess over there. I don't even know what you're doing.
He's from London Fields.
Yeah, but he's calling it something else. I don't know what you're dealing with.
Yeah, the rat tail. I remember. You're jealous, man.
A ponytail has to pull hair from all the way. A rat tail lives on its own and it just pops out.
Yeah, rat tail is one man's island.
He had the two-tone joint. He had the brown and black.
He goes bored. Jordy had camera.
I had a rat tail.
He probably had a rat tail.
I had one.
Rat tail.
You had a rat tail as well?
Yeah. Come on, man. That was cool,
yeah,
bro.
Who's defo had a rat tail?
That was cool.
Yeah, yeah. I had one of
these. When did you have a rat tail?
It's
always been cool, man.
Yeah, 1, 2 years.
It's always been cool.
When you're them ages.
What you say? It's timeless.
Oi. Ponytail.
Please make your son have a rat tail.
Bro.
He's an archie.
It don't make no sense.
I don't think rat tails pop for kids these days.
Bro, what do you mean? It never popped back then.
Yes, of course
it pop?
Of course it did.
Yeah, I saw them, but I never thought.
So what was your most outlandish trim? You had a Mohican, innit?
Bro, me.
Hundo had a Mohican.
I've had the same trim since the beginning. I've never, only thing that I might have had is like a three on top instead of a two.
You're boring,
I'm serious.
Man. You're boring, man. 4-4-2, man.
From school. Hundo, innit?
No.
I used to have a Mohican.
I used to have everything.
Never. I'm from the streets, man. We can't allow to do that.
Oh, shut up, man. There's gangsters in Mohicans. Bare man in the streets had Mohicans.
Man, weren't allowed, you weren't allowed to wear pink at my ends, to be honest, at a stage. So there's no way
you
were
talking about.
You weren't in the ends like that, bro. Shop boy. Hey, you owe me £1.50 change. I gave you a £2 coin to get me.
I was in ends every day. I was in ends every day, you pink. Yeah. You buy pink shorts.
Whoa.
I'm bringing pink shorts to Thailand as well.
All right, then, Dan, who's Liverpool's worst player? Tsimikas?
Darwin Nunes.
Badžetić?
Ooh, nah, where's he been, man?
He's good, he's good. I like him.
Yeah, it might be Gakpo.
Sorry, Cody.
I'll worry about Gakpo after Klopp as well.
Yeah.
Thiago.
What about he's Thiago? One of the ones I think will go.
Nah, it can't be, man.
Why?
Because he's still a baller.
Yes, Redmond.
Forget how many kick-ups a baller in his wheelchair.
Bro, you're not getting it. This fall-off is amongst the biggest fall-offs we've ever seen.
Did he come on
seen.
Against Arsenal?
Yes! And we ain't seen him since.
Serious?
Yeah, we haven't
bro. Seen him since. This is bigger than the Dele Alli fall-off, you know? Like, as in, like, it's
way,
big.
No way, man.
Listen, I hear where you're coming from, but you know Cody Gakpo is here and it's terrible.
It's not terrible.
I think it's terrible, bro.
Y'all got in a country. He went to Liverpool, the best midfielder in the world. No, now we don't even get minutes.
Darwin Nunes.
Yeah, but Cody Gakpo is the inside left winger, or whatever he is, that plays up front, left wing, DM. Anywhere you can get a bench, just fam.
And he always looks sad.
Of course he is.
Even when he scores.
He looks sad. Let's talk about Bruno.
What?
He lives, looks like, yo.
Yeah, but we beat you.
We beat you?
Yeah, we beat you the other day.
We're hiding. We've accumulated more points than you.
We beat you the other day, though.
We accumulated more points.
Bruno was centre back, and you lost.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Where are you in the
Darwin league? Nunes.
Are you going to win it?
Darwin Nunes.
That one there's 6, you know. Bruno be a centre back.
As a Liverpool fan,
killed him.
The fantasy does go to Loons, and he's gone with.
He's not even a good Liverpool fan. I did this last
Costa
week. Costa
Tsimikas.
Don't make me do this.
No, I'm going Capo. I'm joking. I saw the way he looked.
Do you call him Capo?
Tadpole.
Do you call him Capo?
Tadpole. I heard that in time.
Remember tadpoles?
Yeah.
They actually turned into
remember
frogs.
Remember tadpoles? They ain't gone nowhere.
No.
They're like frogs.
Tadpoles are still where frogs come from.
Yeah, really though?
Are they still about?
Born,
no, I've never seen tadpoles turn into...
Oh, what?
Nah, I never did.
Watch it, bruv. It's mad.
Yeah, but they always just stayed tadpoles.
Yeah,
they get
legs.
It's true.
As tadpoles,
no,
they get
I just
legs.
Saw tadpoles and that was it. And
yeah, we
I
never saw
back.
The development.
Yeah, bro.
Summer holidays, we're in the next classroom.
How quickly did they become frogs?
Facts.
Couple of weeks. Do you know what? We've really bumped it to the top of the food chain as humans, you know?
New teacher.
Bro, when you deep it, like, other animals are ready to go as soon as they're born.
Human babies are nonsense.
They don't even do
so
anything.
So long to be useful.
Yeah,
they can't
and
do
I'm telling
anything
you,
for themselves.
I've got an 18-year-old. They're 12 years.
That's proof.
12 years.
Hey, listen, that is proof of God.
12 years, you know.
That is proof, bro. When you deep it, like...
Wow, this podcast has changed.
Imagine if a human baby was born and had nothing, no one. To look after it. The animals are just eating.
I watch a lot of Law and Order SVU. It happens.
What? Babies just born and survive?
No, they raise themselves.
No, they don't.
No animals
the
born.
The last person to
no
raise
animal
themselves.
No animal born and raises itself, though.
No, only Tarzan.
A boss baby.
An octopus.
Yeah, a boss baby.
Mowgli as well.
He was a kid.
He raised himself,
Tarzan
though.
Was a baby.
Yeah, the chimps raised him, though, innit?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like,
chimps would
wasn't
not
humans.
Chimps would not raise a human
and
being
they still
in
taught
him
to speak English.
As soon as they start screaming, it will rip it up.
Poet, who is Arsenal's worst player?
Easy, Saka.
Zinchenko.
Honestly, filthy at 5. Thank you for coming. like, comment, subscribe. Come on, man.
I'm so upset. I've tried to defend him so long, but I have to just accept it. When I watch him play left back, I am so scared.
He's
even
a
if we're winning.
He's a transformative player in Arsenal's history, though. Like, your whole system, if you don't sign him, I don't know what you lot do last year. He's still important. He's just not a good defensive left back.
But that's my problem. Then where does he
What's
play?
What's his position? He's just a footballer.
Because if he plays left back, I feel very unsafe.
Left side of midfield where he plays with Ukraine. I know what you mean, though.
I feel so unsafe. He feels unsafe.
What about his little huddles? You like his little huddles he does?
Bro, when I watched him do the interview with Rio, and he goes, oh, and then they said, like, what do you want me to do? I said, what? You're a pro baller. What do you mean? What do I want you to do? Defend your idea.
He said it's Mo Salah. What do you want me to
do? What do you want me to do? And then they isolate me. I'm like, brother, Rio, save him. Save him, Rio. Save him.
Where's your worst footballer? Ramsdale.
Yeah, I've been saying Ramsdale is trash.
Substitute keeper, allow him.
He's not substitute. He started half the season, though. Didn't
no, he hasn't.
Started half the season. He started the two Brentford games.
Yeah.
It's Nketiah up there.
Has he lost every game he's played?
Eddie Nketiah.
Nah, big up Eddie, man. I met him in Dubai, man. He's cool, man.
I don't care where you met him. I didn't ask you. I didn't ask him where you met him. What are you talking about? Where's he going with that one there?
I'm just saying, I met him, man.
But
it's not
about where you met him. I don't care. I don't care where you met him.
I'm not going to talk down on him.
I don't care where you
I'm
met
not talking down on Eddie. He's a good guy.
Hey, that little thing there, that moment put him into form. I'm being serious.
He was there. He gave us the wicked man chat, man. And he said, bro, I don't count all that. All I count is goals. He's a big boy. And I say, I can't chat about Eddie. He was giving us the wickedness and he came back and scored bare goals.
He bought your drink,
bro. City boys took his joints.
No, man, no buy me drink, brother. Mm. Well, I'm
I bought you a drink.
When?
At Box Park.
That's different.
Mohamed Elneny?
No, I love Elneny.
Oh wait,
Elneny's in quality, best midfielder at Arsenal, best Egyptian player.
No, I think Zinchenko makes the most sense to me.
Fabio Vieira just come back from injury.
Nah,
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Don't you dare! Shout. And I mean, I knew you were gonna say it. I'm not gonna.
I think Fabio
Reece
Vieira.
Reece Nelson against Bournemouth.
Reece Nelson now is at combined 0% starts in the league this season.
Oh. We messed his career up.
We to Brighton, the
them two youths were flying, didn't they?
But the done. City boys, but they had jeans on in white. Cove Beach. They had jeans on.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's thin jeans in Dubai. It's hot.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was hot. Hey, poet, to Reece Nelson, you say?
Huh? No, not Reece Nelson.
Can you tell me why?
He don't play in the league.
He doesn't play enough games. He doesn't play enough games for us to consider him.
Yeah, you're right.
Him, Smith Rowe, we've got to give him a blight.
You know the crowd's going to love
Smith Rowe, where is that man gone?
Smith Rowe.
I'm leaving the dirt, brother.
It's Emil, bro. You man called him the Creden de Bruyne. You can't have that name there.
He still is.
Creden de Bruyne.
But he's also injury. He's not about.
Man. He's
if any, out of three, and I love him, Eddie Nketiah has more case to say that's the worst. Out of three, for me, £100,000.
Out of three, he's got the biggest case.
Because
to be the
expectation's higher on him. The
because
other two,
he plays.
Exactly. And he doesn't deliver.
The other man can't play.
He don't deliver, though.
Nah, he did for a patch, man.
He did. That's how he got the deal.
We don't count in patches, though.
Zinchenko delivered for a patch.
Emil Smith Rowe hasn't delivered for a patch, so it's him.
And yes, he did.
And Nketiah hasn't scored a league goal since the end of October.
Ooh, my see? Lord, my brother.
So there is no one that scored since Bournemouth.
I was right.
Is that what it was?
He's right. He's an idiot.
When Smith Rowe last complete pass?
No, don't do that, man.
It's all right, idiot as well, you know.
Don't be rude.
Idiot.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't
be rude.
Who is it, Jordy? Who do you reckon it is?
Worst player?
At Arsenal.
Smith Rowe's last goal contribution, by the way, was in that same game that Eddie Nketiah scored.
Serious? This is bad.
All right, they're going down together.
Trent Enterprise.
Injured, though. We know Smith
Rowe. Yeah, 100%.
How's Eddie been?
Eddie hasn't been injured, you know?
Smith Rowe's only played 10 games this year, and it's like one start, so.
Go on, Jody. Who do you reckon?
I'm going to go. If it's not Reece, it's Zinchenko.
Anyone got an advance on Zinchenko?
Going once, going twice.
Gone.
Sold. I wish.
You just don't want to.
My brother.
Just so you can go tape. Huh? I swear. Watch for it. This guy, bro.
Hey.
Well, tune in another time when we count down the worst players at Fulham, Bournemouth, Palace, Brentford, Everton, Luton, and Nottingham Forest.
Honestly, T.
I don't know if I'll watch that episode.
Nah,
but you guys can watch that episode.
We've got fans that watch, though. We should do that.
We'll do it on Lippy's Twitch.
Okay. No, because Lippy would like to talk about that too.
Hey, follow my Twitch, man. I don't know if
Nah. You've had 2 weeks on there. You've had enough time.
I ain't even got a computer yet.
Filthy5.com. Subscribe to the channel. See you next week.
60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21. It's ERP built for distribution, enhanced with agentic AI that doesn't just inform, but acts. Optimizing inventory, streamlining purchasing, and making every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit epicor.com/win.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.